Good morning, church. Morning. The lesson this morning and all that was brought out this morning is really, it would be right along the, pretty much along some of the lines that I'll be preaching on this morning, Lord willing, if the Lord allows me to do it. I hope and pray that I can bring it out the way that He wants me to. But, you know, I've always been the type of minister that a lot of times if there's stuff going on in the world around us, I will preach about stuff like that, as long as it coincides with what the Bible teaches us. And the title of my lesson this morning is, and you'll get it here in a little bit, Why Do People Hate the Jews? And that's just a question that I want to lay out there to everybody here this morning. And you know, I hope I'm preaching to the choir here this morning, I really do. But it was something that God has been laying upon my heart for a while now, ever since the things happened on October the 7th, and I'm going to go into a little bit of it. I know you know, but I want to frame it a little bit. But I want to lay that question out there again. Why do people hate the Jews? And before I read the scripture, I'm going to be in Revelation, but I'm going to talk a little bit here, then we'll stand, we'll have a word of prayer and read the scripture. Like I said, I probably don't need to go over the events of October 7th with you, 2023. But just to be able to frame what I'm going to be preaching on this morning for the purpose of this sermon, I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on out here. On 10/7/2023, Israel was violently attacked. They really were. And by a group of terrorists, and one of the most horrific slaughters since the Jewish people had happened that day, since the Holocaust. Maybe not as many people, but it was one of the most horrific slaughters of just Jewish peoples from that time. They indiscriminately killed women, children, men. They went across there and they killed them. And they shot some, they knifed some, they beheaded some, they burnt some. I could go into what they actually did, but I'm telling you, it is horrific. It is horrific. And they burnt children alive. I want you to understand this. And I'm not just saying this because I'm just trying to take one side or the other in this. I'm just telling you the hatred was immense. And that's what they did. They would burn people alive. Of the initial attack, there was 1,400 people killed. 1,400 Israeli citizens, plus there was other citizens from other countries that were there, but there was a lot of people that were killed. The immediate reaction of the world, of the civilized world, was unequivocal. They supported Israel. They supported Israel. They condemned the attack. And I will say this morning, this is from me. I wholeheartedly, this is Dave Long, and unequivocally will support Israel and the Jewish people. Don't ever question me on this, because I'm telling you, I will support them wholeheartedly. By and large, the world denounced the terrorism, but not everybody. And that includes some in the United States House of Representatives. That includes those that were pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish demonstrations in places like London, Paris, Berlin, Sydney, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, just to name a few. And in a number of these demonstrations, it was Nazi-like in the rhetoric. It was very Nazi-like. In Berlin, of all places, now get this, in Berlin, Germany, one of the German officials even had the nerve to say this: I would advise anyone not to make their Jewish faith visible. And we all know what happened in Germany quite a few years ago. There has been Hamas celebrations and anti-Israel demonstrations coming from our college campuses across this country almost from the moment October the 7th happened. At New York University in New York, now I'm going to get to my sermon here, but I want to lay this out here to you. Why do people hate the Jews? The New York a student tore down pictures of hostages, and 90 other students were facing disciplinary action for their stuff that they did on that campus that day. some of those protests and even celebrations, what Hamas did, are calling for the death of more Jewish people. They're calling for that. Why? Again, I'm going to lay the question, why do people hate Jews so much? In Canada, the College of Toronto, a university, some Jewish students were gathered together to try to have a little prayer thing for the hostages. And some of the other students gathered around them, Greg, and they told them, it's too bad Hitler didn't finish the job. It's too bad Hitler didn't finish the job. Again, I want to lay out there to you, why do people hate Jews so much? In Dearborn, Michigan, they were demonstrating out on the streets. They were pro-Palestinian demonstrations saying, from the river to the sea. And you know what that means? They want Israel completely eliminated from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. They want them completely eliminated. Again, I ask you, why do people hate the Jews so much? When they're calling for the complete genocide of Jewish people, it's because, as the world will tell you, it's because they have land that doesn't belong to them. And the world will also tell you that Israel's not a true nation, or that they will tell you that Israel's committed atrocities against the Palestinians. And they'll go on and on and on. But as we know, and I'm going to tell you this morning, I do not believe what the world says. The world can talk all they want to. They can say all they want to. But I do not go by what the world says. I go by what their Bible says. And as always, God's Bible gives us the answer. If you want to, turn to Revelation, the 12th chapter, please. Why do so many people hate the Jews? Revelation 12. When you get there, you may stand. I'm going to start in verse 4. I'll start with verse 4. 12:4. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to earth. And the dragon, this is the part I want you to listen to. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Verse 5. And as she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up into God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they should be fit, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, Father, I come, Lord, with thanksgiving in my heart for you, Lord. I come, Lord, asking you, Father, to be with every and every one of us in this church. Lord, I pray, Father, that our minds would be open, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that we could come to understanding of why, Lord, that this is like it is today, Father. We want to give you all the glory for it, Lord. We don't want to get out completely out of the way, Lord, and we want to praise you for what you have done and what you're going to do. And we praise and we ask it all in Jesus' name. And amen. And amen. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, if you read that whole chapter, you'll notice at one point in that chapter, there was a war in heaven. Am I right? You notice that. And why the war that began in heaven, what happened is that war that began in heaven has moved to the earth. And can I tell you something? Everybody in here is involved in that war. We're all involved in that war, whether you want to know it or not. Now, the conflict this morning in this scripture's reading, it's centered around a woman. The scripture that I read to you this morning, this conflict centered around a woman, a pregnant woman who was about to give birth to a male child. A woman, it says, the scripture says, that was clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now, the question I want to ask you this morning, well, you made it, the question that has been asked for years is, who is this woman? Who is this woman that they're talking about here, that the devil's wanting that child, the dragon, the devil? Well, what does this metaphor mean? Well, If you go out there, the Catholic Church will tell you, Ken, who is it? It's Mary. They try to tell you it's Mary. That's not what my Bible tells me. It goes on to tell you, there's other groups like Christian Science. They say it was their founder, Mary Barker Eddy. They'll say it was her because of all things she done. Some Protestant churches will tell you, interpret this passage to be the church. They will tell you that. But let me ask you something. But the church didn't give birth to Christ. Christ gave birth to the church. Can I have an amen? So if a Protestant church tells you that it was a church, it's not the church. In Matthew 16, 15 and 19, it says this. He saith unto them, whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. But if you go back in Scripture, let me see if I got it here. If you go back in Scripture where it tells you what this is, and that's what I go by. If you go back to Genesis, remember whenever he was talking to Abraham and he said that he said, listen, I'm going to make you as the stars and as the sand of the sea. Brothers and sisters, when they're talking about in Revelation about this woman, it is Israel. That's who they're talking about. It's Israel. And what he's trying to tell us, and what the Scripture's trying to tell us is, through Israel will come this child who's going to be born. And who is that child? That is Jesus Christ. You want to know why Israel is hated so much down through the years? It is because in the Old Testament, the Messiah was to come through Israel. The Messiah was to come through the nation of Israel. We find out all through the Old Testament where Satan tried to destroy either the Jewish people or the nation of Israel. He tried to do that. It says here, behold, in Genesis 37, behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and the father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brothers indeed come to bow down unto the earth before thee? Brothers, sisters, that was the dream. Who had the dream? That's right. Joseph had the dream. He's talking about the nation of Israel. And so he's talking about Israel. And who will she be birthed to? The Messiah? And because of this, Scripture says, the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. God said over in Genesis, did he not say this? Remember, he said in Genesis, you shall strike his heel, but I will crush your head or bruise your head one day. He said that. Satan knew that promise was coming. He knew the only way, Larry, to get rid of that is to destroy. From that point on, try to destroy the seed. Try to destroy the lineage. And if you go through the Old Testament, you'll find many, many times where he tried to do that. He tried to do it with Cain and Abel, but God raised up Seth. He tried to do it in Genesis 6, whenever the whole world had fallen to sin. He tried to say, he thought God would destroy all humankind. But God said one man found grace in his eyes, and there was eight people that made that ark. He tried to do it. You go on down through Scripture. You remember the story of Esther, Queen Esther. He tried to do it then. He tried to do it in a lot of other different places in the Old Testament where he thought he was going to destroy the Jews or he was going to destroy the lineage. But you know what? Praise God, God always made a way. But people have hated the Jews since time has begun. We move up to the New Testament. What happened? We find out that whenever Jesus was born, Herod, look what Herod did. He tried to destroy those babies. He thought, well, you know what? If I could just get the Messiah, I'll destroy the seed. He tried to get Jesus when he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, did he not? He said, sweats of blood run off him, he tried to get Jesus. He thought if he could kill him right then, you know what? Then it would be all over. Do you remember in the Scripture, right after he was tempted in the wilderness, and he went to the temple and taught, And those people got so mad at him, they wanted to take him out and throw him over the cliff. But it said Jesus did what? He went through the midst of them and escaped. Brothers and sisters, why people have hated the Jews for all this time is because the Messiah was to come through them, and people have hated them, and they still hate them today. And you say, well, Jesus died on the cross. He's risen from the grave. The devil's been defeated. Yes, the devil has been defeated over death, hell, and the grave. But the plan that God had laid out, he said, I will take care of my chosen people. And if Satan can get the world to destroy them, that promise would not be of no account right then. So that's why today Satan is still trying to destroy his chosen people. Brother said, as mentioned here this morning, brother said, they not only hate the Jews, they hate Christians as well today. They hate us as well today. Maybe you've not experienced it. But you see it a lot out there in the world. There's more and more of it coming to fruition. And why is that? Because the closer we come to the end of time, the more that Satan is going to try to destroy his chosen people and try to do everything that he can do to make us of none effect in this world as well. I thought about this as I go down through the seed. This child would end Satan's. Jesus would end Satan's domain in this world. And Satan knew that whenever God told him that, you know what, he was going to bruise his head. Isaiah 9 tells us about his rule, and which tells us the rule that will be no end to that rule. Brother said, Satan knows scriptures. Can I tell you something in here this morning, and I hate to say this, Satan knows scriptures better than a lot of you in here know scripture. Amen or oh my. He knows it. He knows how to manipulate it. You don't think so? Look at how much fussing and fighting goes on amongst, even in the Christian world today. He knows how to manipulate the scriptures. He absolutely does. And the scripture is a very good picture of the Messiah. The scripture in chapter 12 is a very good picture of the Messiah coming through the nation of Israel. Throughout biblical history, Satan has tried to destroy. He has. You see all the stuff that just happened on October 7th. And again, I've went out there and I've looked at some of it. It is horrific. It is horrific what they did. And there are people that are saying, you know, yay, glad that they did it. And you think, well, you shake your head and you wonder why. It's because we live in a world where the God of this world has their eyes blinded. He has their eyes blinded. The majority of this world is not Christian. The majority of this world does not know about Jesus Christ. Their eyes are blinded. All that they can see is the hate that they have for the Jewish people. That's all that they can see. And you say, if God's plan to redeem the world requires, do you know that God's plan to redeem the world required that the nation of Israel existed and went through? Do you know that? His plan for salvation required that Israel be just exactly. Because why? Because it had to come through the seed and it had to come through the nation of Israel. The Messiah come through that. That's why. And if this is true, and I wholeheartedly believe it's true, wouldn't you think Satan would try to destroy Israel? And he has. He has down through the years. The Bible, you know, unless you understand this point, can I tell you something about the Bible? The Bible will never make sense to you about what goes on in this world. It'll never make sense to you unless you understand this one point. The Satan's whole purpose from the beginning has always been to destroy the nation of Israel and to make and destroy the seed that comes out of the nation of Israel. That's been his whole purpose. He thought if he could do that, if he could destroy that seed, then that way salvation wouldn't come. That way a lot of that was his thought. He hates the child that's going to be born of this woman, and he hates a woman as well. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you this morning, listen, all the way through it. I want to give you one little thing in the Old Testament that I wrote down that maybe it's obscure to you that how he tried to destroy the seed. But if you go over to 2 Kings, the 11th chapter, and I'm going to just read it here to you. And when Athaliah, the mother of Azariah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal seed. Now listen to this. She thought she was going to kill all the babies, all the royal babies. Now listen. But Jezebel, the daughter of King Jehoram, sister of Azariah, took Joash, the son of Azariah, and stole him from among the king's sons which were slain, and they hid him, even him, his nurse, in the bedchamber from Anatoliah, so that he was not slain. Why is that important? Do you know all that royal seed was of the lineage of David? Where does the lineage of Christ go through? Amen. You see, Satan has tried. He has tried. He has tried to use people. I'm telling you this morning, he hates Israel. And that hatred he has passed on to those out here in the world. You said, well, hatred's a strong word. I'm telling you, you watch and see. You look at it. You look at it. All the demonic plots have been to destroy the seed. It has been. Listen, he made it to where he thought whenever Jesus went to the cross, he thought that's it. Do you not think that Satan in his mind thought, he's dead, I don't have to worry about him anymore? But come the third day. Come the third day, praise his name. Jesus rose from the tomb. We know the story. He rose from the tomb. Death had victory over death, hell, and the grave. And you would think, well, that would end it. But it hasn't. And it's not going to end it. Satan still wants to destroy the nation of Israel. He still wants to do that. Oh, and can I tell you something? Even whenever Jesus was on the cross, Satan wanted to make it to where it wasn't according to Scripture. Remember the Scripture where they said they went around and they made sure that everybody was dead, because if they weren't dead, they were going to do what? They're going to break their legs. When he got to Jesus, Jesus was already dead, because the Scripture says there's not a bone of his would be broken. If that would have happened, it would have destroyed the seed. Did you know that? Everything had to go according to what God said. That's how much Satan hated the seed. He hates Jesus. He hates the church. He hates the Jews. Because of God's covenant with Israel and his chosen people, Greg had talked about a covenant earlier. Because of his covenant, Romans 11:1 says this, has God cast away his people? Who's he talking about? Talking about Israel. God forbid, for I also am of Israelite. This is Paul. Of the seed of Abraham and of the tribe of Benjamin. You go down to Romans chapter 9. I say in the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Who's his brethren, his kinsmen? They're Jewish, they're Israelites. Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and giving of the law and of the service of God and the promises, who are the fathers of whom, as concerning the flesh of Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. From that point on, Satan went to plan B, and plan B was to try to continue to destroy the nation of Israel and Christians. And that's what he's going to do. His goal from that point on, he continues to insult the nation of Israel. It just happened here back just a few months ago, like I just told you. Why would that be? If you go to Acts, the first chapter, it says this, and being seen of them 40 days, because the disciples had asked this question of Jesus, and being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which ye have heard of from me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou this time restore the kingdom unto Israel? Why did they ask that? Because, brothers and sisters, there's coming a time when a kingdom's going to be set upon this earth, and that kingdom's going to be set up through Israel, through the nation of Israel. It's going to be set up through that nation. It's going to be set up at Jerusalem. That's going to be the center of it. That's why Satan continues to attack. That's why he continues to hate and attack Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And he will continue to do that. Continue to do that until Jesus Christ comes back and makes everything right. But it says that, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in my own power. It's not our time. It's not for them to know. But brothers, when Christ comes back to set up his earthly kingdom, the center of it's going to be in Jerusalem one day. Satan is trying his best to thwart that plan because everything God... He's hoping. What he's hoping is that nations will just totally destroy Israel right now. I can tell him right now it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I've read the back of the book. They can hate on Israel all they want. They can hate on us all they want. They can continue to do the things to Israel and to the Jewish people all they want. They are God's chosen people. They are God's chosen nation. We have been adopted into it, and praise God that we have. But I'm telling you, one day Jesus is coming back. It says that his feet are going to touch on the mountain over there. It's going to split it asunder, and he's going to set up a new kingdom one of these days. One therein lieth truth, not like what's out there today. And he will do that one day. He will do that. They can hate all they want. But you know what? When you see all the anti-Semitism in our nation around the world today, when you see it on our college campuses today, when you see it being spewed in our city streets, if only they knew the scripture in 1 Corinthians 2:8. Remember this, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Folks, if this world out here only knew what they're doing to these Jewish people out here is just making God mad. It's just making him upset. I'm telling you, they would not be doing what they're doing. Remember, this goes beyond racial prejudice. You know why I say that? Racial prejudice is bad, but this goes beyond that. Why? You know, because why? It's satanic in nature. That's why. When you see this stuff happening out there, it's satanic in nature. This goes beyond racial prejudice. Why do I support Israel? Why do I stand with Israel? Because the Bible tells me we should. That's why. I'm not a Jew. Ken found out he's not Jewish. I'm not a Jew. I don't know if anybody else in here is not. You may have Jewish background. I don't know. But I am not a Jew. But I'm telling you, I support Israel wholeheartedly again. And I'll tell you, I support them. I support the covenant that God made with them. In Genesis 12, 1 and 3, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, for thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That's why we need to support Israel. That's why you're going to see Satan continue to attack them. That's why you're going to see horrific things happen to the nation of Israel as it gets closer and closer to the time when Jesus comes back to get his church out of here. That's why. Folks, until Christ returns, hatred will be spewed towards the Jews. And it will be spewed towards us as well. Yes, it will. So don't be surprised at what comes to pass in the next few days, years, whatever it takes, forever, whenever the Lord comes back. I'm not one that stands up here and tells you, because the Bible says no man knoweth the hour. No man knows the hour or the time. Whenever God's going to tell Jesus to come and get his bride. come and get the church. But until that time, whenever you see hatred being spewed out there, I know we get upset at it. Some of the stuff I read about, like I told you, it just breaks my heart what happened. But I'm telling you, when you see it, understand. Understand this. It's going to continue to happen until God comes back, until Jesus comes back to set it right. I know that's not much of an encouraging sermon to you this morning, but I just felt led. I just felt led to something that's been upon my heart that's been affecting me about this. And as I read and as I look at it, I thought, man, Lord, I said, I know my people, the people in this church, I know pretty much what you all believe that. I know you do. But you know what? There's some out here in this world that may not understand it. And I think it's up to us to make sure that we make sure that they understand what's going on out here. This goes way beyond racial prejudice. This is satanic in nature. And what they did was satanic.